1027 Breakfast.
Let's have a chat with Reverend Shona. She's here. She always pops in on a Thursday morning ahead of her Sunday morning show where she's live between 6 and 6.30. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. And you?
Excellent, thank you. And what do you come to tell us this morning?
I'm going to look at rituals this morning. Are they important? If they are, why are they important? And what is the difference between a ritual and a habit?
Oh, good point.
So a habit would be something we do without thinking. For example, every night I give the dogs a treat and set the alarm. I don't even have to think about it anymore.
Right.
But rituals are more meaningful, such as toasting newlyweds. According to sociologist Robert Whitner, rituals are any action or event that have symbolic meaning beyond their instrumental value. Most religions have rituals. I'm sure we'd all agree. We use incense, candles, music, chanting in our rituals, and they all have symbolic meaning. I've seen how lighting a candle for those who've gone before us is imbued with meaning for people.
Hmm.
Are they important? Absolutely. Research has shown us that they give meaning to boring, repetitive tasks. They help us grow. They help us through difficult times such as grief. When your world's turned upside down and you don't know what to do, rituals in your family or faith give you direction and bring you comfort and also give you a sense of control. They help us enjoy life and celebrate. They empower us individually or collectively. They help us to connect with others. In one journal article I was reading, it states that rituals, and I love this, help individuals through anxiety, and that the function of a ritual in a community is that of providing the proper rules for action in the realm of the sacred, as well as supplying bridges for multiple situations. Things like going on a date, going for a job interview. Having a ritual reduces stress and anxiety and helps you feel more confident. They add meaning and joy to our lives. When we put up the Christmas tree, it's a ritual for us. We invite any family that are left in Gauteng, not many, and we mark the start of the Christmas period with mince pies, music, prayer, and laughter. Rituals also drive change in our lives by engaging our emotions. We know that if our emotions aren't engaged, we don't change. If you've been watching the Olympics, athletes often have rituals. Simon here mentioned Nadal just now. He is one of the best tennis players in history, and he's full of rituals. And he said, when you compete every week, when you play under pressure daily, you find that your rituals help you focus 100% on what you're doing. Studies show that even superstitious rituals are effective. This one's for you, Parky. If someone gives you a lucky golf ball, you do better. And it's not because that it actually helps you do better, but because your mind's in the right place and they boost your self-confidence.
Mm.
Daily rituals build a positive mindset and drive us into action. So a good ritual will create an emotional connection with our task. And amazingly, it's been shown if you have a ritual, work doesn't feel like work anymore, but something much more interesting. So today, how about designing our own rituals? And remember, they are personal. No one can tell you what they should be. They are static. They aren't static. They're not cast in stone. They evolve and they need to fit your emotions and needs. And my last thought for the day, a ritual isn't a destination, but a path on your journey. So enjoy your journey today with rituals.
Thank you. And I hope, Simon, maybe you could give me some of my lucky golf balls to make me play better. Okay. Hey, that's the first time he's been so kind.
I think he's speechless.
He is.
Well, you could have some of my old ones.
Oh, and I'll bless them.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's very kind of you.
Because they'll be going back in water soon as well.
You can catch Reverend Shona this coming Sunday between 6 and 6.30 here on Hot 102.7. And, of course, she's on our socials from around about 9 o'clock this morning on Facebook.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5.30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Fly Airlink. Connecting Southern Africa.